RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. It's September 24th, 2017, and what I'm leading up to is a by some university stations and other people at the United Nations consider what I'm going to tell you this third hour as they call it, they use the word, a blockbuster. Now, I was tipping you off to the companies that are the, they call them the billionaire investors, you know, that want to go to outer space and they want to monitor the Earth. And, of course, they don't tell you that that they get, like a licensing agreement, they're getting a few cents on everybody that is monitored. But you have an acquisition company. It's a European-based satellite operator, which is called SES. And they've paid $703 million to buy the other half of a company, which is called O3B. And it didn't already run. In other words, O3B is a small satellite communication company, which will be what is called, as it says from the Bible, the eye from the horse come from the sea will be the guider of the human. They don't use the exact word of the human, of course. And then the eye in the sky, in the book of Revelation, they're talking about the eye in the sky, which has what is called the roaming eye of the sixth horse and the formation of the dragon. And in those days, the interpretation of the dragon was always retrospective by the monks to be a different animal because they didn't want to get into the Oriental books, which are discussing planetary satellites, of which NASA used the Chinese scriptures from 170 million years before Christ. And that's how, of course, how old it was. And those are all buried into the big caverns, which was lined in jade in those days. And so this comes under the science of the quantum physics that are going to be developed by O3B. Now, O3B, we're talking about a European-based satellite operator, the development of the formation of a new vortex. And that's a very important statement I just made. It has to do everything with the water, because their whole function is to monitor the water on the Earth. Now, why would you monitor the water in terms of the fact that you already know the temperature of the water rises as a natural consequence of the Earth, and the Al Gores of the world have conned everybody into paying for it, thinking, well, it's climate change. Well, it's hurricane season, you know? So the whole thing comes down to, it isn't a question of denying climate change. It's the fact that you're hiding the fact that you're creating a third world of cosmic science in outer space. So that system is going to be called Planet. It's a maker of small satellites. They have about 100 of them in orbit now. And of course, I've reviewed some of their projects, and it turns Uncle Sam has asked me to do that. And these satellites are about the size of a shoebox, and they're known at Planet Labs, and they can image the whole Earth every 24 hours, and they provide data that can be used to solve water and environmental and what they call humanitarian challenges. Now, the humanitarian challenges have to do with what Hillary Clinton was talking about, the war of water in 2012. The humanitarian challenges has to do with the Obamacare death panel. Humanitarian challenges have to do with the food production and the determination of temperature changes in ownership. As Mr. Kissinger said, whoever controls the food controls humanity, controls the people. Now, the reason I want to put a backstory on the satellite in the size of a shoebox, the reason that's an important point, and those are my own notes because they're a facet of it. In Japan, they have very interesting ways of keeping history. They're thousands and thousands of years old. They have silk paintings, and they have formations of things that they talk about in terms of warriors are really modeled after heavenly warriors, they talk about. And there is a Sanskrit picture which has been under lock and key before the Second World War. Very few people have seen it. It's a formation of a female from outer space. And most of the beautiful woman from outer space, and in the Japanese art culture of origami, in the formation of the development of called the circle square, which is a very high physical thing. I learned that from George Campbell at Yale, talking about the mythologies of the process of human thought through symbols. And this woman from outer space, according to, when you look at the silk picture of it, is carrying a box which is black. Now, this is very uncommon in Japanese art, particularly when you get hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ, and you have the process of the development of all the evolvedness. Now, this black box, if you'll notice when you talk about an airplane, the Christ says, well, we're going to say the black box, we're going to look at the black, here the black box to find out what the captain did, well, you know, why did the crash occur, that type of thing. Well, that was taken from the cosmic angels that came from outer space in silk drawings that carried the black box. Now, the Planet, the startup company Planet, will be making these small satellites, have duplicated the cosmic black box into determinations to be what is the singularity of things. In other words, the singularity of things are like analyzing toilet water in the United States, but now it's all over the world, to find out, to keep track of what drugs people are taking. And you should know pretty well, I've talked about this, if you're a listener to Parker Pathways, you not only know the states that I've given you, and that are monitored for drug taking. Of course, the opiates now, of course, are interfering with work productivity, particularly in males who have said, screw it, I'm not going to listen to this woman for 24/7. You know, it's not worth it. And they actually say those things, you know. So the thing is, the when they do behavior studies, they find out, well, why did this particular facet come along of taking particular drugs? And, of course, today, taking drugs and LSD and psilocybin is very common in Silicon Valley because they feel that they like they've discovered it, you know, in the fact of how it affects the brain to be more creative. And so they've become addictive to the LSDs and the psilocybins and the opiates in Silicon Valley, duplicating out to try to get to the higher spirit that Timothy Leary had during the 60s. So all of that is being monitored by these black boxes. Now, they're not just black boxes. You understand that the science we're talking about is cosmic quantum physics, which was finally, it took all these years to decipher it and to be able to work it through to find out the connection. It all has to do with water. The whole silkscreen pictures and the symbols all have to do with water and the process. So I wasn't too far off. I wasn't thinking that when I exposed chlorine and caused health damage, the death rate on the Earth, the sinister plot to depopulate the population, the sinister plot to have people taught and use the word sustainability in the United Nations for depopulation by disinfecting byproducts in the water. I was not thinking about the fact that no one would ever do that to people, knowing that it caused leukemia and cancer, the leukemia in humans, and would cause various forms of cancer in the liver, and EPA knew it. And they knew it in 1994 formally. They'd done all the research, you see, but the whole point was in 1998 they formalized it. Now, what did they formalize? They formalized the concept of the science and technology czar for President Obama, which is Dr. John Hoeland. That was his forte, and to determine the thing. And then he had Paul Ehrlich, who wrote the depopulation bomb, and they were already talking there years ago. You know, we're talking how many years ago? How many years ago? We're talking in eras of decades, a decade and a half. A textbook, 920-some pages, weighed 12 pounds, carrying it across Stanford walkway. You couldn't even carry it. And it had to do with the possibilities of copying ways of decreasing various genders and developing food manufacturing and manipulation of genetics and all the rest of it that went with the medium for communication. All right, now I'll put you, you've been put up to date. And I only got 7 more minutes in this segment, and there is really not any way that I can give you the next step. And the next step has to do, you ask yourself, why would President Obama, in his first act on a bare office in the White House, and Virginia Senator, okay, here, Mr. President, take away Thomas Jefferson out of the clause of the Constitution and put patents in the first to file rather than the first to invent, which is why Thomas Jefferson wanted that. You know, when they took the statue down on Thomas Jefferson and somebody covered it up a few weeks ago, do you know that those socialist bastards actually said that he affected the Constitution and he did it for socialism and made it free for people to invent things? That was on national television, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. That was not any more than within the past 4 weeks. Why did the president do that? Well, he did it because, you see, it made it global. The first to that was out, the first to file is, that put China in the ballgame, that put Russia in the ballgame, that put Japan in the ballgame, that put Russia within the Mongolian patent system in the ballgame, that put South America in the ballgame. And what did the Japanese mayors and governors of South America that go there to run their country say? The process of the control of the mind, of what's called the vortex. And I'm not going to tell you this, you know, what the University of Oxford and Stanford and the rest of it, they call it a blockbuster. It is. what I'm going to tell you today on my program. But the whole point is, it all has to do with prior art. You see, if you patent something, it's fair. You look at the prior art. You find out what else has been done to see if this interferes with your references to file. And it's a process of what you claim. If you can claim something that's new, can be used, and of course, doesn't have any overlapping prior art systems, which courts have said, well, you can't invent a human. You can't invent a plant unless it's asexual. You know, that's in the patent law, right? Anything, the prior art. But, you see, what happens if you take the satellites and cosmic science and the development of the hieroglyphics from the Dofer stone and the creation of the Anunnaki and the development of the new process of changing body cells in human birth and the Anunnaki process of the Sumerians who are developing the concept who carved how birth was formed and then the development of how babies were carried because of the... But, you know, if you look at their carvings carefully, they're carrying a baby in the other arm, they're carrying a lion. And the whole process of the whole aspect of this, what's been kept from the public for years, are the giants. And the process of development of how their characteristic on Earth formulated the black box. And the whole thing comes down to the fact, it comes down to the brain, into the determination of the basis of how the method of finding a portal for a user to be invented, to present simultaneously in two or more different non-fictional alternative realities that are distinct from a non-fictional physical reality of the user. What I have just quoted to you is the potential patenting through the patent office on the first to file for the development and providing a portal, to invent a portal for an alternative reality. You think about this. The alternative reality. It's going to provide technical innovation. It's a conceptual alteration of the universe by name and conceptual alteration of our current reality to be patented. Words from the examiner, quote, where our physical universe is considered given and physically fixed, it will provide a human plurality of created digital realities. It includes a plurality of human-created means that may be used simultaneously by individuals, groups, institutions, and societies to expand the number of types of digital realities that can be used to provide continuous expansion of a plurality of alternate realities. Any known technology are reorganized and combined in the mind with new innovations to repurpose and accomplish and deliver collectively, turning the Earth and near space into an equivalent of one large connected space, herein called the plurality of shared planetary life spaces, or SPLS, with a plurality of a new possible human reality and living pattern that may be combined differently, directed differently, controlled differently than our current physical reality, unquote. I hope you understand what I'm saying to my listeners on this, on the expose, the creation of a vortex of a new reality of the Black Box. We will see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Because of time constraints, I want to make sure I get Fred from Michigan. Is Fred still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You brought up, man, you really tweaked a lot of nerves with me. Earlier this morning, I came upon a presentation YouTube about this guy, Kalergi, the guy that's... Kalergi is the godfather of the EU. In 1950, the Charlemagne Prize recipient. Kalergi, in this presentation, declared that the future race will be mongrel. It will be comprised of black Afrikaners and Asians. I think he... Eurasian,
yes.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, okay, well, what entities would back this guy? Okay, he didn't just materialize out of the ether, okay? And then I got to thinking, okay, well, let's see now. Who caused the Civil War? Well, the Talmudic Jews caused the Civil War. Lincoln was, if I'm not mistaken, a Melungian Jew. There was Judah P. Benjamin, who was Jefferson Davis's bosom buddy. They were radfag queer pals. Let's see, Jefferson Davis was the half brother of Abraham. Let's see, what was he? His real name was either Bronstein. No, it was Springsteen. Abraham Springsteen Lincoln. And then his mama, they're connected to Tom Hanks. I think Lincoln's mama or his wife was a Hanks. I mean, they're all interconnected, you know. Larkin, Texas, when he was broadcasting on RBN, he got into all this, man. He traced it way back, okay? It's like, you know, the Revolutionary War. You mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Well, Ben Franklin, well, other than being a Freemason, he was a member of the Hellfire Club. I mean, that guy was satanic to the core, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why Albert Pike, there's a statue commemorating Albert Pike somewhere in D.C., and I'm thinking, you know, all this crap about, you know, these monuments coming down. How come Albert Pike's monument hasn't come down? How come the Washington George Washington was a frickin' Freemason. He was probably a crypto Talmudic Jew, okay? I mean, you look at all this stuff, the UN, the original endeavor, the League of Nations, that was a Talmudic Jew conspiracy from A to Z, okay? And they failed in their first attempt. Well, who orchestrated the creation of the UN? Talmudic Jews, Elger Hiss, Harry Dexter White.
They were communists in the movie business.
Okay, look at Juliewood, Talmudic Juliewood, okay? What is it? I mean,
this is the stuff that's been passed around for years, and it's all, the way I look at it is that it's all very important because now, you see, we're being put in the position that we can't do things about it because everybody is, that's why they started the race war under Obama's reign. You know, they wanted the class
warfare.
Of course,
and Obama is kissing cousins to Dick Cheney and the Bush crime family. Yeah. I mean, Clint Richardson has done a stellar genealogy.
He's still chasing his birth certificate, you know. Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't seen, I couldn't believe my eyes. I had to see it a dozen times, Doc. On YouTube, it's called Antichrist Unveiled, Sun Rising in the West. You got to check it out, please. Antichrist Unveiled, Sun Rising in the West. It'll blow your mind, okay? I mean, you know, the CIA, there's a guy, Trevor Aronson, authored, The Terror Factory, and he's an honorable Hebrew-American guy from Berkeley. Inside the terror factory, inside the FBI's manufactured war on terror. All these events are manufactured terror events, whether it's FBI, CIA, we all know they're dirty as Satan, man. And I mean, look at you mentioned the pharmaceutical medicide ChemMed establishment, even the good old baby aspirin, dude. University of California about 5 years ago came out with a declaration
by going to Republic Broadcasting.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I mean, are you still there?
Yes, I was trying to get a few words in with you there before we had to shut off because it's the end of my segment, because this is very important information that we've come through, and it's all been researched, it's all been done, and they're taking God off of the Word of God, off the currency, you know. And
look at what they're doing to Judge Roy Moore. Look at what they've done to Judge Roy Moore. And he's running for, U.S. Senate down in Alabama? And he's in the lead. And Trump is coming out against Judge Roy Moore. Why?
I know.
Trump's the
yeah.
savior of America, and he's against Judge Roy Moore, who wants the Ten Commandments. Oh, man.
I know. Listen, you call again, Fred, because it's all important.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol and...
Was getting into the patenting of altered reality of prior art, developing a portal for the development of what's called the shared planetary life spaces. as part of a patenting concept for the new world of the universe and the formation of alternate realities in agriculture, medicine, and science itself. Before we get into that, I want to make sure that we get Frank from West Virginia. I'll try to get you in, Frank. Hello, Frank, are you there? Hello, Frank, from West Virginia.
Dr. Parker, hello?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good, I got you now. I respect what you do greatly, sir.
Thank you.
I've been listening for some time to RBN. By the way, what is your producer's name today? He's been having a hard time.
He's a good producer.
He is. You know, he's really good at screening out calls about this contest that you guys have.
What do you got in your mind, Frank? Oh, okay. Concept of the alternate reality to be patented, this is beyond artificial intelligence. What we're talking about is a shared planetary life space with a plurality of a new possible human reality with and living patterns that may be combined differently and directed differently and controlled differently than our current physical reality, unquote. Now, the effect of the patenting of a vortex is really the patenting of consciousness. Some of the core technologies that are of the future, that are way past where, you know, we are now, for those of you that are understanding of technologies, it would be the auto ID, reporting optimization, VIPs, an RTP, an MTP, an AKM, a TP device, the governances, TPU core technology, and you're going to have on the ARM, of course, will be totally changed. That will be controlled by mind waves, and the concept of multiple identities. Now, in the terms of this will be what's called knowledge, which will affect the wealth system of the earth. And the alternate realities will be chosen in innovation and live in multiple alternate realities. So, in other words, you can buy or make or join realities, and you can manage realities by changing their boundaries. And this is very important. This was the basis of the formation of the water wars. And then you have what are called anthrotectonics, which are conceptual reversals of expansions beyond physical reality. This is beyond artificial intelligence. In industry, that would be the premise. And then you can have an alternate reality in the new industrial revolution, which has to do with modern economics. It'll have to do with nation states and nation state evolutions for the new socialism can be in the vortex. And of course, communism and dictatorship and monarchies. This will be part of what is called the new industry in the alternate reality of consciousness. And then the formation of what will be the Renaissance of what is called the source science, which will be in navigation and astronomy, which is where most of the billionaire money is going to go. And then you have the definition, and this will be tied in with agriculture. You see, the future thing, as I opened the show, is the fact of, you know, how Kissinger was talking about the elite's plan of controlling the food, and the focus for the vortex, for the development of ultimate reality beyond artificial intelligence, will be in agriculture. So in other words, this will be the development of what Hillary Clinton was talking about, which was the nation-state emergence. In other words, she has her new book out, which she talked about when she was running for president, which is based on the socialist principle, it takes a village. In other words, where you don't have parents, you have epigenetic parents and determination of genetic selection. And this is why it's so important for the, quote, elites, you know, who have such interest into the concept of the sperm count. That's why the government spent the past 10 and a half years trying to keep me quiet about chloramine causes health damage, and the Nobel Prize Committee recognized that, was the fact that if you can change the sperm count, but it's more than the sperm count. It's what I referred to as the DNA sequence in the sperm tail. And you notice that there's not much talk about changing the egg, but I've done that today. And so it's a determination of the zona pollutant and at core, which is why it's appropriately been named Juno after the goddess of fertility, because they had already mapped it. And then the Japanese have named the coding. There's a third coding that's connected to the second coding in the egg, which is where the water research will go. And in terms of, if you can change the water process of the code system on that second layer, it's called Imazon. Imazon, of course, that's after the goddess of marriage in Japanese, Imazula. And these two codes are connected together, and they react to each other. So the problem is to make sure that, yes, you have the proper amount of chromosomes, but you have the right chromosomes, which is part of the universe of the alternate reality. So this is the industry and agriculture for patenting with the alternate reality will be the mass communications. In other words, that will be part of what's called the universe. So in other words, you have the companies that will be formed into the alternate reality for forming, and this is why I'm analyzing it, because it's evaluation. To me, a priority is an evaluation, which is what I do. I evaluate intellectual property. But the alternate reality of prior art to be patented for technical innovations similar to science fiction futures. And that is where I'm placing my water hat into the determinations of this. What is called the formation of the alternate reality world in shared planetary life spaces. Now, the life space on the planetary system will take us to outer space in terms of the development of the new human and to the formation of the reason it's so interesting to find water is the fact that water itself will be a form of life because it has a different molecular structure, which I've talked about several times, which has been experimented at Stanford University in the formation of Water 7 formation of diamond formations. Now, this has to do also with your reality in life. I opened the show with the question that was asked in by the pew. I keep coming back to it. It's actually, what age would you prefer to die? And that was the point of the questionnaire. What is my intellectual property valuation of this, or real patents that will come from this? And it's estimated that what I'm talking about with my audience today in determination is estimated from this one reality alternative of prior art, will probably, it's estimated, about 3 million patents can come. That's minimum from what I've just read you. Well, not read you, but explained to you. So what you've got, you have a conceptual alteration of the concept of the universe and its conceptual alteration of your current reality for innovation that's beyond artificial intelligence. And to develop into the consciousness, it's like a spaceship. And when you look at when Steve Jobs was doing his conceptual idea of the spaceship shame, of the shape at Apple, you know, the concept, he was talking about consciousness. Of course, where the irony of it all is the fact that it has some irony to it, is the facet of his pancreas transplant, and which was medical world-shaking. And the most of the water patents that I'm going to be dealing with in terms of what I call human medicine technology is based from the water and its effect on the insulin gene system. And, of course, Steve Jobs is fortunate to live a little longer and put forth his concept of the concurrent reality of the shared planetary life space, which is what will be developed from this special patented idea of the alternate reality of prior art. So this is really the beginning of the water series on Parker Pathways and into the new realities, and into the process of development of invention. And here we get into what I've been talking about for a long time. In fact, I've had listeners who say they don't want to hear about love. They don't want to hear, well, it's love and gratitude, one of the words, the Dr. Emoto for the mind, for changing the water molecule into a beautiful crystal shape. And if you thought toxic thoughts, well, you change that molecule as well. But it was all shriveled up. The water molecule was shriveled up. So let's say that you're playing the shell game in Congress about health care, and you're saying, well, we don't want to do this because there are going to be people already on the rolls, and to the whole, you know, process of this. What about your, you know, there are ways that you can have health savings accounts, which hold a very big promise. And, of course, this all affects the new reality, and all the new reality does affect finance, which I just gave you. It's the economics, which is called, in the free market capitalism system, In industry, there will probably be about 500,000 patents on that subject alone. So you have the concept of, you look at the real world around you, and you can live in the past if you wish. But what about all of the rural hospitals in this country that are closed across America. There are cities that have been looking abandoned for how many years? Some cities in the middle of America, 12, 15 years that I know about. My original audience, it was part of my original audience, were truck drivers, and truck stops all over America would listen to Parker Pathways every Sunday, and that's when I had a 2-hour show, and they would tell me about they passed through towns that used to make Campbell's soup, as an example, you know, or they had a soybean factory, or they had development. They used to make leather goods. Of course, that was all given to China. In fact, that was done. I think the leather and footwear business went to China almost 40 some years ago. So the alternate realities will change a lot of that for the better, as long as we be creative and don't become subsistence. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
thank everybody to that's been listening today. We've gotten exceeded in terms. I want to mention that the facet of scientists that have decoded a serial gene to be able to grow wheat or other kinds of seeds within a very caustic climate, to have a drought-resistant crop, is that particularly the pearl millet, that invention became possible with an alternate technology and an alternate reality. And if it can grow in Africa or Asia, that's good. But it needs to grow here. And that's one of the examples of why there are people that want to keep the food under the supply of a different agency and trying to work it through so it can be used for only certain people. And that's why the Nestle Corporation and the CEO wants to challenge the price of water that's pumped in the United States and have it in the courts formalized by this week. And when you compare that to the fact that the people that are in Flint, Michigan are on trial and for potential manslaughter and other forms of misdemeanors and felonies by the way they handle the water. It puts it in perspective. I want to thank everyone for being with us today on Parker Pathways, and support the station absolutely, and make sure that you try to follow up on the archives and be able to develop the whole process and be able to be on board to get the information. So I want to thank you for being a part of the expose of the intellectual property valuations of alternate reality of prior art, which is what I do. And that's going to be on the world stage, and it's going to be part of your life, and we'll try to guide you through it. We'll see you next week, and support the station, as I said, but Parker Pathways is on 10 to 1 o'clock Central Time in the United States of America. And I want to thank my audience for the support. And make sure you watch what you drink and what you eat. And get a little spirituality while you're at it if you can. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic.